Track 9. In this tour, I have drawn from a number of resources. The individual object files held in the library of the Cloisters Museum and Gardens. Peter Barnett and Nancy Wu, The Cloisters, Yale University Press, 2006. Bonnie Young, A Walk Through the Cloisters, Metropolitan Museum of Art, 1989. You can read the story of Saint Roch in a medieval collection of saints' lives called The Golden Legend. Quotes from Saint Bernard of Clairvaux are taken from the 1957 December issue of the Metropolitan Museum of Art Bulletin and from Jean Gimpel, The Cathedral Builders, Evergreen Books, 1961, page 18. Quotes from Abbot Suger of Saint-Denis are translated by Erwin Panofsky in Abbot Suger on the Abbey Church of Saint-Denis and its Art Treasures, 2nd edition, Princeton University Press, 1979. And he also cites Saint Bernard at page 25. The Gregorian chant, played in tracks 2 and 3, was from Chant, The Benedictine Monks of Santo Domingo de Silos, Angel Records, 1994. The sound effects and music accompanying the crucifixion scene in track 5 are from Mel Gibson's Passion of Christ, 2004, and Giovanni Felice Sanchez's Stabat Mater. The polyphonic music played in track 6 is a motet sung by Anonymous Four in their 1995 album called The Lily and the Lamb.
What business has there that ridiculous monstrosity? It is more delightful to spend the whole day admiring these things rather than in meditating on law divine. The church clothes her stones in gold and leaves her sons naked.